Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. How long have we talked? And I give you my thoughts over the years. Look, it's hard to get people passionate, even though they agree with this. Get the government out of the alcohol business. We're one of the last remaining. I'm not going to get into the weeds. Is it two states or us or whatever? I'm sure Wendell will. But Wendell Young IV, the head of the union that works the liquor stores, is with us. He was testifying the other day, and it's always interesting stuff before this Representative Mihalik, who has this bill. And his argument is, if you put on the ballot for people, this would be a year down the road, yes or no, the government should get out of the alcohol business, essentially, wording like that. That's not a choice, is it? Wendell Young IV is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wendell, how have you been? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you? It's been a long time. Happy New Year. I hope you and yours have been safe.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know if Dan has been with me since you've been on, and I've told him, you know, behind the scenes over the years, these are some of the most fun moments I ever remember.
We have had a lot of fun, Dom.
Oh, exactly. Now, my motivation in this is, I will say, I like this and how it's worked with the Wolf emergency power. I like people voting on this stuff. I'm sure there'll be one of these that it's going to be difficult for me because that side might win. I'm talking these constitutional amendments. But you are making the argument, I don't think it's the sole argument, it wouldn't be a choice. Why wouldn't it be a choice, yes or no, get them out of the alcohol business?
Well, you are correct. It's not the only argument we have, and it's not a choice. Let me give you some background. During Leader and Speaker Terzai's period trying to push for privatization, the most recent pushes, three of which occurred in 2011, 2013, 2015, each bill was huge. For example, the 2011 bill was 99 pages, 28,000 words. The 2013 bill was 209 pages, 62,000 words. And the last one was 192 pages and 58,000 words. Because it's a complicated system that's evolved over 88 years. And what was important is, as those bills moved through the legislature, that those bills grew in size with amendments, because as it went through the process that our Constitution prescribed for legislation, more was learned about the system. And what also was learned is, as voters who tuned into this followed the independent polls, for example, I think it was Franklin and Marshall poll done closer to the last House bill that was presented, actually showed a majority of Pennsylvanians had decided that they didn't want to give up the current system. And that wasn't a poll 1776 did. It wasn't a poll that the industry did. It was a independent poll done by an independent pollster. It's very credible and reputable in Pennsylvania.
Well, not to me. Now, Senate, I mean, I like when Franklin and Marshall is not. They
weren't
lean,
the only one, though.
Okay,
Don,
well, they
weren't
left.
The only one.
Okay, I just wanted to state.
They weren't the only one.
I don't see them. Let's go back to this. So your beef
let me just answer one last part of this. Representative Mihalik's bill to change through constitutional amendment doesn't just ask the voters whether they want to or not. It's actually specific. It requires the state to stop selling the product without a plan. It's 22 words, two sentences, mm-hmm. that provides no plan for the voters to choose from the current system to that plan. There is no plan.
Okay, well,
I think
I would tell you, I would tell you the answer to that. You will win if you have these guys that all have interests that you know of that I don't. You're very, very good at this. Beer distributorships, that guy up there in Bucks County, et cetera, a few times around. People are saying we want them out of this business, and it would be 18 months, Wendell, I think that's what is behind this, that they would reformulate this before it would actually happen. It's called the free market. That's what would reformulate this.
So, Dom, it really isn't that simple if you actually look at the history of trying to privatize this system. And this legislature, with many of the same legislators in there, has failed to be able to come up with something in way more than 18 months that was able to make it through the legislative process and become law. Why anybody thinks that by having 18 months, they're going to come up with something that guarantees the state the revenue it gets now, and the selection and the products and the convenience. You know, when we look at when you look at the process that actually did take mm-hmm. place since 2011, I'll give you an example. The administration, Corbett administration, and Representative Terzai as leader hired PFM to do an analysis on their own bill. Their own bill said, you will have higher prices, less selection, you're going to have a lot of job loss, and it's going to cost the taxpayers money, which you're going to have to make up for that in tax increases.
All right, Wendell, I would ask you this,
though. That was their consultant saying that.
Why does this happen in Pennsylvania all the time, and yet, 49, 48 states, 40, however you cut it, have figured out a way to do this? Why are we the only one?
Well, that's actually not being honest with your listeners, Dom. There are way more than two other states that control liquor. The fact is we don't all control it the same way. But when you look at Pennsylvania, yes, Pennsylvania is unique. But our pricing is better than about 44 other states. If you look at each of the states, the last four states that privatized that came from systems like us, in every case, prices went up, revenue to the taxpayers went down, jobs went down, and selection went down. So the answer is why is because the facts, not me, not some special interest, but the facts are what stopped this from happening because, like it or not, the government's done a good job here.
That is impossible for me to believe, so I admit my bias.
Well, I understand that.
You're arguing philosophy and facts, right.
Because when people don't have facts to go with, they retreat to philosophy.
I am arguing the reason it's failed before, even though... So why do you think so many people want this? You're not buying even
Dom,
any of those
Dom,
surveys. Why
Dom,
do people
what
want
Democrats
this?
And Republicans right. tell me over and over again, Republicans... is constituents are not banging down their door. It's the manufacturers, the distillers, and the wineries that want it because they want the profit.
Okay, the answer is this. It's not an issue where you're right, and you've been skillful in this and breaking this up. We can galvanize people to this.
Actually, I am right, because the very consulting firms, Pricewaterhouse during the Ridge years, PFM during the Corbett-Terzai years, their studies agree with what I'm saying. They bear that out.
So
now, I know you don't
let me
read
just
those,
be
and
clear,
nor,
okay.
nor
no.
does it fit your narrative
okay. no,
to admit
no.
that, but that's the truth.
The polling over the years has been people do – that's why she's doing it again. Well, why do you think she's bringing this up if it's such a loser then? Well, what do you
think?
I think
she aspires to higher statewide office, and it's a magnet for campaign contributions, and it gets her instant name recognition around the state, which she doesn't have right now.
Right. And why is that, though? Because it's popular.
Well, we agree to something then.
People, right. People do not want the intuitively. They don't want the government involved in this. They want to be treated as people are in other states.
That's not what the
they're not buying your narrative about selection and cost, et cetera. Go ahead.
Dom, if I was wrong on any or all those points, the Capitol building would be buried in pricing studies, polling, research to show that. Fact is, in 40 years, in my career, 40 years fighting privatization, the other side has never presented such data, ever. And
I've
the
seen,
only data
I've
they
seen
did
polling
present
over
through
the years
PFM,
Right.
Yeah, you see polling commissioned by the Commonwealth Foundation and the Koch brothers. That's nonsense stuff. Or newspaper polling that's not scientific. It's based on what their readers click a button on, and computers are driving that. But here's the thing. The data and the facts that were submitted by those who wanted privatization during the last 10 years support what I'm saying, not what you're saying.
All right, so tell
their
me.
Their own consultants.
Okay, what happens next now, where we are with this? This is moving its way through. You'll be challenging
I'm not sure it's moving. It's they had a hearing in the House, and the House, what's called a liquor committee, chaired by Representative Metzger, Carl Metzger out of Southwest Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He at the request of Representative Mihalik had a hearing on it. It's yet to be seen what's going to happen. What I hear, before and after the hearing is that there are a lot of people, and let's just talk Republicans. The Republicans are divided on this because, well, I heard your opening to the show about liking these constitutional amendments. If you actually pay attention to the Pennsylvania Constitution, we're not California and other states. We're not a referendum or an initiative state. There is provisions in the Constitution for these kind of constitutional amendments, but if you read the Constitution, it's about governance. It's about whether the governor has these powers or those powers or the size of the legislature or what the responsibility of the legislature is. Our Constitution actually is very specific about legislation going through a legislative process. So there is concern.
Okay,
there is concern about amongst Republicans that you can end up with 10, 15, 20, 30 constitutional amendments the legislative process.
I would be fine. Those are people, the same people that are trying to stop us from starting impeachment on Larry Krasner. It's the same crowd, I think.
So what the problem for people in both parties, the folks that aren't on the extreme sides, is that they recognize that the power shifts and is cyclical and in a system where this kind of legislation wasn't intended for ballot referendums, and that while Republicans may have a majority now to do this, they don't want it done to them when it cycles back around in Democrats.
That's a fair point.
And this is a concern that if we go down that slope, what's our government going to look like within a few years?
Well, here's what I'll do. We'll invite the representative on. I think that'll be a tell with you. And we haven't done this in a while. I know that you would come on. Let's see. This will be a tell of how strong her case is. If she won't do it, then I'll have to find somebody else that will. But I won't be I'll frown upon her approach to this. I'll agree to that.
Dom, you know me. I'll be there.
I know you will be. Absolutely.
And I know you have a TV version of this. I'll do it on there, too, and I'll do it over and over again.
All right.
I ask this.
Yes.
That it not be rhetoric, that it be facts. That anything any of us say, let's support it with research, facts, and evidence that we see by doing this, she's bypassing the ability for the voters to have this vetted to compare to a specific plan. And the only plans we then therefore have to look at from her own comments and some of her colleagues' comments is that they're looking at doing something similar to what Representative Terzai was doing. When we look at that, his own consultant said, it's not going to work for Pennsylvania. It's going to be a burden on the taxpayer. It's going to be less selection and higher.
You made that point. To be continued, Wendell. Great to have you back.
You too. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
You're welcome, Wendell DeFord. So, Dan, I'm sure you can put those two together. Whatever we have to do, I think it'll be interesting. Is he right? Is this just something people don't care about?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.